Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 26th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. With Hurricane Irene making landfall today in North Carolina, millions of people are expected to be affected by this storm. Hurricane warnings and watches were in effect from North Carolina northwards as far as Massachusetts. The storm weakened slightly from a Category 3 to a Category 2, but still had winds of up to 110 miles per hour. United today substantially curtailed weekend operations at select East Coast airports. The company is planning no United operations at any of the New York metropolitan airports on Saturday or Sunday, and expects to resume operations late morning on Monday. Service at other East Coast airports has also been curtailed based on the projected path and timing of the hurricane's arrival. These cancellations have been loaded in Apollo, and IDs are expected to be updated throughout the evening. We urge members of our flight attendant family who may be affected by the storm to make necessary arrangements in regards to your safety and the safety of your families. We have provided a link to the National Hurricane Center website in a story on our website, which offers more information on how to prepare for such a storm. With Hurricane Irene expecting to make landfall this weekend, and with United Airlines cutting back on its flight schedule in response to the hurricane, make sure that you have your contract available in the event you are impacted by irregular operations. Reassignments, while frustrating, are outlined in our contract. When the operation causes all or part of our ID to cancel, resulting in a misconnect or to become illegal for our scheduled trip, our contract provides specific criteria for reassignment through sections 8J or 12I at the home domicile. Reassignments away from home are covered in sections 9I, 9K, 12Q, and 12R. A reassignment must comply with legalities for her, his next scheduled assignment, including 30 and 7 and 8 and 24 domestically, 24 and 7 and 1 and 7 for both operations, and must fall within quarterly and monthly maximums. In addition, domestically, flight attendants may not be reassigned to more than one ID. Internationally, a flight attendant may not be reassigned to more than one ID if the original assignment was 4 days or less, and to no more than two IDs if the original assignment was more than 4 days. Reassignment priority should first be given to reassigning an ID in the same operation, domestic or international, the same number of days, and the same number of hours as the original ID. However, if these preferences are not available, the company has the ability to make a reassignment to recoup the lost time, and the flight attendant will be paid the greater of the two assignments. If a flight attendant is subject to reassignment when losing only part of the original ID, the crew desk should do everything possible to schedule a reassignment on the same day and avoid holding the flight attendant for assignment on the following day. Also, the reassignment may not interfere with previously unassigned days preceding vacation days. Although, if the reassignment infringes upon the start of vacation due to a late arrival, that vacation day will not be restored unless the minimum monthly days off requirement has not been met. Notification of any assignment or reassignment for line holders or reserves must be accomplished in person or through telephone conversations. Flight attendants in the purser position are not responsible for informing the rest of the crew of a delay or schedule change. These notifications need to be handled by the scheduler. Text messages, ACARs, or other non-approved forms of notification are not acceptable for reassignments. ACARs messages may relay a request for the flight attendant to contact scheduling upon arrival, and if the flight attendant receives this message, she or he may contact the crew scheduler once safely able to do so. When required to contact the company at a later time for a reassignment, flight attendants are only required to contact the crew desk at a prearranged time once per day, encompassing the additional 24 hours. For example, if the scheduler is not able to make an immediate reassignment when contacting the flight attendant about the change in the ID, which could take place after checking in for an ID at the airport, the prearranged contact time should not be scheduled until the following morning. A reassignment may not be made in an attempt to recoup time lost earlier in the month. Additionally, a reassignment may not be made if there is no time to recoup. For instance, if a flight attendant has 2 5-hour, 1-day IDs back-to-back, and the first ID turns into a 10-hour, 2-day ID, there should be no reassignment for the lost or second 1-day trip that the flight attendant can no longer work. Lastly, remember that flight attendants have the option to decline the reassignment if the number of reserves is equal to or greater than the projected number of flight attendants needed for the specific time of the reassignment. Keep in mind that the crew desk considers many factors in determining what adequate reserve coverage means, and declining a reassignment is ultimately based on operational needs. However, when you decline a reassignment, your line projection and guarantee will be reduced by the amount of the original assignment or time lost in the ID. More information on reassignments, including examples, is available on our website. With less than 30 days left after the current short-term extension of funding for the Federal Aviation Administration expires, the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, is taking our message to airports across the country. AFA is urging the traveling public to contact Congress so that another shutdown doesn't happen. It is egregious that anti-worker Republicans and Delta Airlines executives are holding FAA workers and critical airport improvement projects hostage. They want to overturn fair and democratic union election rules for air and rail workers. This is just another assault on union members and collective bargaining. The Hill newspaper reported yesterday that union members are distributing information about the recent partial shutdown of the FAA, which they say was caused by House Republicans to make it harder for transportation workers to unionize. Our members, the first responders in the airline industry, are joining their customers to make sure that they want jobs, not political gains, stated Vita Shook, International President of the Association of Flight Attendants. Everyone in America, everyone except apparently for Delta Airlines executives and John Micah, wants a long-term FAA reauthorization bill that improves our aviation infrastructure, grows our economy, and delivers hundreds of thousands of new jobs. When the partial shutdown happened last month, about 4,000 FAA workers were out of work for nearly 2 weeks. Close to 100,000 hardworking Americans who had ties to projects related to airports and aviation were also out of a job during the same period. This was irresponsible and reckless. It is beyond time for Congress to pass a long-term FAA reauthorization bill, which improves our aviation infrastructure, includes safety and health protections for flight attendants, and keeps union elections fair and democratic for air and rail employees. Some upcoming events associated with this will be a press conference in Los Angeles at LAX Airport on Monday, September 5th at 12 noon, Terminal 7 on the departure level. Please contact LAX Council 12 for more information. Also on September 6th and 7th, we will be welcoming back from vacation members of Congress at both the DCA and Dulles airports. You can contact DCA Council 21 for more information on how to help out with this event. Don't miss the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.